Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a Red Friday, Freaky Friday, a beautiful Friday, a good Friday, hopefully. That's right, Drake. December 3rd, 2021. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady with the Drake. Jason Justice here for you until 10 o'clock. And today on the show, like we do each and every Football Friday, we'll have Stan Weber in studio starting at 6:30. He'll take us up to Gary Lezak, who'll have the forecast for you. Hopefully this wonderful weather will continue. I don't see how it can, but sign me up for 70s in December. Gary will tell us what the weather will be like this weekend. Then we'll have the Border Patrol Blitz, Gabe DeArmond, Matt Walters, and John Kirby will wrap up the regular seasons in football, in college football for our local schools. As Nate is fumbling with his sweatshirt, what the hell's going on over there?
This drawstring got a little wonky here. I was trying to fix it.
I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and it looked like I thought maybe you were choking or something. Like,
that's what happens when you get dressed in the dark.
Look at this. Let's see how long it takes.
I should probably wait until commercial.
Put the camera out. I want the camera out. Let's see how long it takes. No pressure, because this is a very, very irritating thing, isn't it?
Boom.
When that happens,
usually I have to have my if the drawstring gets too far up in there,
yank
I have to have my wife. Either yank it or my wife knows how to fish it out.
That's right. Well, usually, like if the pants have a drawstring, and you know. I don't need it. I usually don't have to tighten my pants. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand. Get rid of that sucker.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but see, here's the deal. And my wife or my daughters or my son will tell me, just leave it. Well, Captain OCD over here. Oh, no, no. I can't even. No, I couldn't even leave the house like that. I will make us late. No. Yeah. And it's got to be even.
Right.
Now I can leave. Right. Now I got Drake looking now. See? Is it even? Does it feel good? Does it feel right? See? Yeah. It's a physical thing for me. It's like
I understand.
I got to feel right.
So I didn't realize it was. I sat down in the chair. Oh, man. Right. This drawstring's halfway
You were working furiously at something. What the hell's going on over here?
I don't know if I'm OCD or not, but that definitely bothered me. I was like, I got to get this fixed. We're ready to go now.
We'll wrap up the seasons for Mizzou, K-State, and KU. And Gabe DeArmond will get his thoughts on where he thinks Mizzou might go bowling. We sure as hell ain't going to talk basketball with him.
Oh.
Hey. Just don't act like you're surprised if you're a Missouri fan. This is what it is. This has the chance, and this is saying something based on what's happened in recent history, based on what happened with Kim Anderson as head coach. This has a chance to be one of the worst basketball seasons in Mizzou basketball history. It's off to that kind of start.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Do you disagree by what
no.
you know? Let me just give you two fun facts about the season, and you tell me what you think, what that signals. You get blown out at home by the Kansas City Ruse, and then you get blown out on the road by Liberty. Mm. I didn't say beat, blown out.
Yeah. But
does that smell like
in between? You took it to Paul Quinn College.
Yeah. Right. Right. I think an NAIA Division VIII school.
But also the subject of some of the best drops we've ever
played
on the
stage. Absolutely. But that has
sell that short.
Well, if they continue to play NAIA schools, then yes, I believe they will string together some wins.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College in Court cordially invites your ass to come on down.
Hi, this is Konzo Martin. I chased off all my good players. This is the team that I hand-selected in the offseason. What do you think?
Ouch.
Would that be a good, is that a good commercial?
Not right now, no.
But you know, they like to sell tickets. They should run that promo. Hi, this is Konzo Martin. Here's my team. Like nothing like that, or
I don't know.
Well, I'm asking you. You know, I mean, you know the radio business. I know
the radio business a little bit.
Right.
I think they have a tough product to market right now.
Oh, see, you get.
And I understand what that feels like.
Get me so off track. I'm gonna get myself so off track. We will talk to Gabe DeArmond again. Gabe DeArmond will play a little game that he does not like to play at PowerMizzou.com called Investigate Konzo's Contract. So we can ask Gabe DeArmond, hey, what's the buyout? When? When's this happen? Okay. It ain't going well.
He likes that almost as much as he does. What channel is the game on?
No, he likes it more now, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
right.
Moved, rocketed right past.
Because I think based on what I read last night, Gabe went from, look, quit asking me if he'll get fired at the end of the year because financially it's not going to happen. To now he's, well, it might happen. Gabe's not the kind of guy that's calling, he's like the last guy that says someone's job is in jeopardy, right?
Yeah.
So when he's now willing to entertain the idea, then good God.
Well, we've seen that, you know, boosters have money. They're willing to pay to hire coaches and to get rid of them.
Nate Ducati on Friday, December 3rd, reports on the Border Patrol that boosters have money.
Yeah.
So, as we've seen, what is that supposed to mean? What have you seen?
Well,
boosters having money.
We just saw Brian Kelly get $100 million.
Did I just get your hand caught in the cookie jar? What have you seen there?
I'm not a booster, nor do I have any money.
But you've seen it, though, you said.
We've seen it. I mean, look at these coaches, what they're getting paid.
You ever seen a bag man in person?
I've seen...
You ever seen bag man in person who used to listen to the show?
I have seen him, yeah. I probably have seen a bag man, but I've never seen the bag get handed over to somebody else.
I always like the look of fear on Drake's face when he's not quite sure where the show's going.
Yeah.
But you know he knows he doesn't like it.
I got my booster last week.
Did you? How's your arm?
I was sore for about a day.
Yeah. I've
that
been,
type of booster doesn't cost right. any money.
In fact, where I got my booster, I also got a $10 gift card. So
wow, that's a nice deal. I didn't get that.
I went right from getting my booster to doing some shopping.
There you go. I did some shopping while I waited my 15 minutes. Yeah, I went to Hy-Vee. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to say, hey, do I get my $10 gift card?
Right.
Yes, sir.
I shopped for 15 minutes while I waited.
Right.
After getting my booster.
And that's what I did. I got my $10 gift card and I went and bought some things and there I go.
There you go.
After the Border Patrol Blitz, we'll talk to Jarrett Sutton.
Oh, boy.
And he does have some things to say about Mizzou basketball with a perfect head of hair. And he will say it and you will hear it at 8:35.
It's crazy to think where the basketball program was under his coach, Mike Anderson. Who's going to be coaching against Kansas tonight? And his St. John's team's 5-1.
Yeah. Well, sure. Mm. You know, any Mizzou fan that criticized Mike Anderson wishes Mike Anderson was anywhere in the building. Tim Grunhard will also be in studio to close the show. And at some point, he will not be on this show, but I'm just going to give Drake fair warning. Steve St. John Sr. will be making his way onto the premises at some point because we'll be recording another episode of Hot Mic with SSJ right after the show.
Boy.
So he likes to get here early, and he asks you, who's going to be in studio? And I said, well, the Grunhard will be at the end of the day. I'll be there early. And then he'll come in here and he'll corner Tim Grunhard and I'll leave because I don't want to hear what he's going to tell him. Because it'll start off with one or two inappropriate jokes that Timmy will laugh uncomfortably at. Although Tim might think they're funny, but still it's a kind of an uncomfortable, like, when someone like my dad tells you a joke, you almost feel like you have to laugh.
Right.
But you better laugh, and if you don't laugh, then you've insulted them. So it's almost like, oh, another one? Okay. Is anyone listening to this? Politically incorrect. And so Grunny will be here talking to us on the air and then talking to my dad in the commercial breaks. And so that's a packed show for you. So, and it's a Red Friday in the and look, and we got championship college football tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. So we will spend some time with Stan Weber talking about that. Talking about some of the games that are going to be very exciting as we decide who's going to end up in the college football playoffs. But the majority of the day will be spent on the Kansas City Chiefs and their big game against the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football with first place in the AFC West on the line. And that is going to be a magnificent atmosphere out at Arrowhead Stadium for Sunday Night Football. Can't wait to be a part of it. Can't wait to talk about it all day long on the show. I mentioned that Sports Radio 810, we've got some great games on for you tomorrow. It's your home for Championship Week. Grin Eye Care in Olathe and Leawood, meeting all your LASIK and refractive surgery needs. Find them at grineyecare.com. And Family Leisure. Family Leisure has everything you need for indoor and outdoor family fun. We have all kinds of great stuff going on for you as far as live action and games to listen to tonight. As you mentioned, Nate, you can listen to Kansas at St. John's. No, Kansas will not be at my house. Kansas will be playing.
That's a bummer.
That'd be so weird.
Be awesome, though.
Oh, I have something I could tell you, but you're going to, I think, and I'm like, I can't say it on the air. But something I found out yesterday that I've never thought this, but I think if I tell you, you'll slap me in the mouth.
Whoa.
You'll slap the taste right out of my mouth. I won't be able to taste anything for hours.
Knock you clear for a week?
So I don't know if I'm going to tell you now.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would ever slap you.
But the point is, you might. And so you know this is
okay.
Something wild to tell you. And then on our sister station, we'll have the Pac-12 championship between Utah and Oregon. That starts at 7. And then tomorrow, what a big Saturday it is, College Game Day at 9 a.m., and then the Big 12 championship game at 11 between Oklahoma State and Baylor, the SEC title game at 3 between Georgia and Alabama, and then the Big 10 championship game, the Jeff Chedid Bowl at 7 o'clock, Michigan against Iowa, and then over on ESPN Kansas City, the ACC championship game, with really absolutely nothing on the line, but good feelings and an ACC title. I didn't know who was in it until I'm looking at it right now. It's Wake Forest and Pittsburgh. Wow, very exciting. And, you know, Michigan and Iowa is what I'll say to that. So we've got all that for you right here. And Nate will question me about Mizzou basketball for 30 seconds when we come back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHP. All right, Nate. Did you watch any of the Mizzou Liberty game?
I did not. I was watching that brutal NFL game.
I was coaching. I have a good excuse.
There you go.
I was coaching the St. Gabe's. I'm assistant coach, and now I named myself Dobo. Which I don't do anything to suggest I'm the director of basketball operations. It's a two-man operation, me and Coach Joe. All right, Coach Joe's a head coach.
Do you put all the games into Team Snap?
Why not?
Well, that's a Dobo job.
We're coaching the St. Pius X preseason tournament. They had to move the tournament to Thursday, to start a Thursday instead of Saturday morning, because all the kids and all the families want to go to Columbia to watch the St. Pius football team play for the state championship. And we're all going to, you know, go down in a carpool and everything else. So we played last night, and we won in the first round. So congrats to the St. Gabe's girls. Let's go. And so I was just getting a few scores, and that was plenty, Nate. As Mizzou went to Liberty and lost 66-45, I believe they were down 33-7. I believe that was a score that took place. It was 35-14 at halftime. So,
ouch.
Look, here's the deal. This is year five of Konzo Martin. We talked about it quite a bit that he didn't see eye to eye with one of the best players on the team last year, Xavier Pinson, and that's why he plays for LSU now. He kind of built everything up towards having a successful season last year. They made the tournament and then flamed out against Oklahoma and the meltdown in the final 5 minutes where Jeremiah Tillman was sitting next to him with four fouls when he should have been out there when the game was being decided, and Pinson was on the bench when the game was being decided, and Mizzou needed a bucket, needed to score, and their two best scorers were not in the game, which was an interesting approach in the NCAA tournament. I mean, it was unique. It was original, mm-hmm. You know. So, didn't work out, but it was creative. And so he handpicked this, put this team together with it was a 5-man freshman class, all these transfer portal guys, and this is 100% all his doing in year five. Ran some players off, redid the entire roster the way he wanted, and it looks like an absolute disaster so far. And we'll talk to Gabe DeArmond about it a little bit later. Here's the problem: it doesn't look like it's going to get any better anytime soon. And I think the only guy they're going to lose off this team is Pickett. And usually when you say everyone's coming back, that's good, right? That ain't good. You don't want everyone coming back from this thing. But he just redid the entire roster, and here's what you have it. And we're talking about them more than we need to. They're blown out by UMKC. They're blown out by Liberty. The schedule's not going to get easier. The schedule's going to get tougher. And if I were to set a point spread in the upcoming game between Mizzou and Kansas, I would set it at 40. I'm not kidding. I would favor Kansas by 40, I think.
But it's a rivalry game, you know, so.
Well, to none of these kids.
Right.
To no one on that team.
That's true.
Maybe to Konzo Martin, because he remembers when he played for Purdue against Kansas in the tournament.
Oh, so. That son of a gun.
Right,
man.
Maybe that'll get him. That'll get them going. So, what would you set the point spread at?
I don't know.
I'm definitely
over 20.
Set it.
25?
Maybe 30. I was being too harsh. 39.5. In that, you know. Yeah. Like, okay, so this is the way I look at it. How many points would you have to give me for me to take Missouri at Kansas? And I don't know the number that would make me just like jump at the bet. Like, say, let's start going. Let's say we're going to bet some.
30 points.
No. No. I wouldn't make that bet. No.
Have they lost by 30 yet this year?
Have they played at Kansas yet?
No.
Okay, right. There we go. So, no. No. Try again.
35.
No.
40.
Let me get back to you by the end of the show. Let me talk to Gabe and Jared Sutton.
Okay.
That's up in the air. I haven't given you an answer on that one, so.
I mean, that's a lot of points. 30's a lot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is.
Say you slow the game down enough, the other team can't score enough.
They lost by 21 to Liberty.
Well, I don't know much about Liberty. Maybe they're good.
They have an unbelievable home winning streak. So
4-3.
Yeah. Did you see when they were dominated by the Kansas City Roos? At Mizzou Arena?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that close?
About a 15, 16-point game.
For most of the game, like 22, 23. Yeah. So, I'm just, you know, just looking at
things. I don't have to tell you, man. I'm.
Oh, you don't have to tell me nothing. I pretty much told you what's happening. I mean, you know.
But you told me you told me this was coming.
When?
I mean, at the way the season ended last year. And then he.
Remember, because
returning player.
Yeah, I said because that's why it was so upsetting for them to lose in the first round. I said because they're not going to get close to the tournament for a while again.
Yeah.
And I know we don't want to rush to judgment so early in the season. Do you feel like this could be a tournament team for Mizzou?
No.
Yeah.
Plus,
about you, Drake?
You know, Mike DeCourcy told us the SEC is the best league in the country right now.
I know you're not a huge college basketball fan, but does that smell like a tournament team when you're taking a look at these Mizzou scores?
Not in the least.
See, there he is, out there on a limb. Come back here. It's going to break. Don't do that. So that's it. That's all. Are you going to that Mizzou-Kansas game?
Not that I'm planning on, no.
You better let your nails grow long, because you'll be biting them.
Well.
Won't you?
Hmm? Yeah, I'll watch it, but I...
Will you?
I will.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll watch it. Well, I don't... If I get offered tickets, I might be willing to go, but nobody needs me at that game.
You think I'll watch it?
Yeah, I think you'll watch some of it.
Do you really?
Yeah, you'll watch some of it.
That's your prediction?
Yeah. Why not?
Ask me what my prediction is.
What's your prediction?
Pain.
Wow.
Clever Lang. Rocky 3.
Well, I hope it's not too close of a game because I coach my son's basketball team, and they have a game at 4 o'clock that day, so...
Oh, you hope it's not too close of a game?
Yeah.
Something tells me you're going to be all right with your hopes and dreams.
I'm going to feel bad about missing the second half.
Don't be nervous. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
The game will go okay.
I'll try not to be.
Yeah. Are you nervous at all about Sunday night's game?
Nah, not really. I mean, a little bit. Not nervous. Obviously, I respect the opponent.
You do?
In terms of I know that if the Chiefs don't play well, they could lose.
Okay.
I understand that. It's the NFL. You know, but I expect the Chiefs to win.
So Denver's wins over Dallas and the Chargers, I'd prove that, yes.
Yeah,
back that up. Like, if you go out there and you don't take them serious and you play a bad game and they play very well, you could lose to them because they have beaten a couple of good teams recently.
Make too many mistakes, turn the ball over.
Right.
And you know, you can't do that.
I'll agree with you there.
So I respect them, but I'm not nervous about it. No, I'm excited. I'm excited about the game.
But if the Chiefs play their A game, they win by double digits. And we see multiple shots of John Elway very angry.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Oh, yes. That was part of our picks. That's the prop bet I used yesterday. I said, how many times will we see John Elway on camera? And I set it at 2.5.
Oh,
would you take the over or the under?
I guess I'd be conservative and go under there.
I went with the over.
Wow, all right. You know,
and I told Lebo, because he hosts our pick, I said, see, with that, I'm really dangling the carrot out there for you to...
Mm-hmm.
No? No, but they usually do show him, because at some point I feel like they'll show some type of highlight that'll piss me off of Elway, you know, back in the day playing the Chiefs and winning, whatever. They got to do that, you know. This guy's no stranger to playing at night at Derrick, blah, whatever, and you know, flip off the whatever. I'm going to be there. I better not flip anyone off, right? Not the TV. And then at some point, I think maybe they'll talk about the quarterback situation that's not working out for Denver. Hopefully, it'll be because they just turned the football over, or they're in the third quarter and they have three, and you know, Collinsworth or something will start to, you know. Boy, this team's got everything but quarterback figured out, and they could just, and then they'll
tell you what, they wish
John
they
Elway.
Had this big guy.
Right, yeah, right there, you know.
You know.
And boy, since Peyton Manning, John Elway looks like he's a moron when it comes to picking quarterbacks. I don't know if he'll say that, but that's
not
what we're all thinking. I mean, that's right. I mean,
yeah, maybe.
How's he done at evaluating quarterbacks since
Peyton Manning? They haven't had any good ones, and I think, you know, picking Peyton Manning was a relatively easy decision.
What about Paxton Lynch?
Not so hot.
So you are as long as the Chiefs play what their B game, you think they win this game?
I think so. But you know what? Play your B game, and now all of a sudden it's a game. And the Broncos, if they play their A game, it could it'll go down to the wire. So Chiefs got to be on, but I think they're going to play their A game because they're coming off the bye week. So that's what I think.
You know, we talk about, everyone wants to talk immediately about the Chiefs offense and can they get back to their high-flying ways against a good Denver defense. But the Chiefs defense has played so well, and we talked about that yesterday with Jeff Chedia. I mean, I'm going to be surprised if the Broncos could get over 17 against the Chiefs defense. That sounds so crazy after how poorly the Chiefs – we're still trying to wrap our heads around this, right? That now the Chiefs defense is a real strength but they've done it. They've now proven this over several weeks. And Denver is just – they're not a dynamic offense, and they have problems at quarterback. And so I think this is a terrific matchup for the Chiefs defense.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
I'd be surprised if we saw a shootout, but it should be a terrific atmosphere out at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday night for Chiefs and Broncos. We'll be right back after this on WHB.